All right, we'll take that from the top now that we're being recorded. Moving on to approval of the minutes from March 3rd. Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Yeah, I looked at them, and they're as I remember, so I will move we adopt the minutes.
I will second that motion. Any discussion or edits or feedback on the minutes? All right. Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Sarah. Great. So we are moving down to approval of the loans. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I shall move.
I will second that. Rich, do you want to walk us through the four loans that we're looking at today?
Sure. Menasha has three separate infrastructure projects that they wanted to complete on separate loans to keep transparency on those loans moving forward. And Mishicot is moving forward with a land purchase for future use. That acquisition was imminent, and so they needed to move forward at our old interest rates. They didn't have time to pass a new resolution. So they're at a little bit higher rate than we are at currently, but at their choice.
The question I had was, why are the loans to Menasha at three different times? Just the size of the project, how long you think it'll complete it, or what?
That is a good question. I don't know the answer to that. I think that it has something to do with just the, how big they wanted their payments to be.
Because they've got a 5, a 10, and a 20. Yeah, okay.
Oftentimes, Doug, if a community is treating a project as having separate phases, they will actually ask for separate disbursements for those phases. So, in essence, they're treating it as separate loans.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. One of the neat things about seeing a loan to Menasha is this is a community that we've really had a chance to help. Several years ago, they had gotten themselves into some difficulties in the bond market, and at one
point, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at one point,
they had a bizarre project they tried to do.
Yeah, it was a steam generating plant, and at one point they were close to their borrowing capacity, but by using our loan program and using it in such a way that gave them the room to flexibly move their budget around, they are now down to less than half of their borrowing capacity. So they've brought their debt load way down. So
okay. Any other questions about the loan? See none. All those in favor of approving the loan, say aye.
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
All right. Loans are approved. Moving down to old business and looking at some of the rates with the State Trust Fund Loan Program. Rich, do you want to talk about what the Investment Committee has been working on?
Sure. We, as you probably know, interest rates have dropped significantly over the past several weeks. And, you know, the loan program really needs to maintain its market position. and so we follow the market in most cases. And we decided to reduce interest rates significantly to follow the market, 0.75 points on both 2 and 5 year loans, 0.5% on loans from 6 to 10 years, and 0.25% or 0.75% on loans greater than 10 years. We think that these will maintain our market share, allow our borrowers to borrow at current market rates, and maintain the stability of the program moving forward. The board chair and the executive secretary can make the decision to change interest rates in between board meetings of up to 1% on each one of the loans or each one of the terms. They did that on March 3rd. So the resolution in the minutes today, or in the agenda today, is to ratify those changes.
I will move to so ratify, Doug.
I will second that. This is Sarah. Any questions for Rich or the investment committee? Okay. Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the proposed resolution, if you want me to read it, therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands ratifies the changes in the BCPL State Trust Fund Loan Program with the annual interest rates to be set at 2.5% for two-year loans, 2.5% for 3 to 5 year loans, 2.75% for 6 to 10 year loans, and 3.5% for 10 to 20 year loans. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye,
Sarah. John.
Aye, Josh.
Great. The resolution is approved. Moving down to routine business, Rick, with your the Chief Investment Officer's report.
Sure. I'm sure everybody's aware that markets have melted down over the last few weeks. I just wanted to assure the board that, you know, the BCPL is a prudent investor. When we acquired Prudent Investor Standard a few years ago, our mandate actually changed to include diversification of assets, and this change brought BCPL into industry best practices for asset management. But it occurred at a time when asset prices were at all-time highs. Our response was to avoid jumping in with both feet. We didn't believe it was prudent to purchase assets that we thought were overpriced. Rather, we tiptoed into these new asset classes, even though we had plenty of cash available to deploy. That strategy has put us in a position where we can now take advantage of this current market turmoil. The investment committee has been on top of the situation, having met several times over the past few weeks. The prior policy and authority was to acquire $1 million each week in equity ETFs. After the market meltdown, we began fulfilling our mandate to diversify. And during March, we have acquired so far $40 million in both equity, or in a total of $40 million in equity and corporate bond ETFs. So we're taking advantage of the drop of market prices. We're a permanent fund, and we're looking at this situation as an opportunity to acquire assets at a more reasonable price.
Anyone have any questions for Rich?
Well, I'm not an expert, but my question is, if we go into a serious recession, which people think we might, a very serious recession, people are avoiding the word depression, obviously. Will that mean that the investments we made now, their value will still go down even more, but then they may come back up again sometime later?
That's a real possibility, Doug, but I also think that it's next to impossible to call them bottom of the market. I think that this is a good opportunity for us to acquire assets that were at it that would have cost significantly more money had we acquired them just a few weeks ago. We're a long-term fund. We have a permanent horizon. At some point in time, these prices will go back up. The economy will improve, and we'll be in a very good position at that time.
So if we would go into a serious recession and the prices drop even more, would we continue to purchase to that point?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This is Tom. One of the interesting things is when you look at our portfolio as a whole, because we had not bought that many stocks, our total portfolio actually dropped only about 2%, less than 2% in value through all this carnage in the markets because of the fact that we had been going into it very slowly. You know, our bond portfolio is actually worth more because interest rates dropped, and so the value of the bonds we hold went up. And so I think we were the ones that played it about as best as you could under the circumstances. So, but it's a good point, Doug. You know, we could be in for more losses in the market, but we're well situated to be able to absorb that and take advantage of it.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. If there's no other questions for Rich, Tom.
Well, thank you. Well, first on the list is the coronavirus, and I think our agency is preparing appropriately. We're holding our meeting today telephonically so that the commissioners are not exposing each other. And we've been working for years to enable our staff to work remotely. Most of our staff are equipped with laptops, iPads, and other technology to allow them to work from home or remotely. And while this allows us the flexibility to continue operations, we'll still have to have someone in the office on a semi-regular basis because we still have a significant amount of money that comes into our office by mail, and most of our loan program administration is done by paper. But we can do that with a slimmed-down staff, and so we're looking at having a person or two in the office even during the thinnest times. As most of you know by now, but maybe some of you don't yet, WEMTA has canceled their annual convention this year, so we won't have our big check presentation in front of 700 folks. But we're working with WEMTA on developing some media opportunities for sharing the news of our record earnings distribution this year, and we'll let you know as soon as we get more details there. We are proud to announce that we've hired Thuy Nguyen as an LTE office manager. She comes to us with over 20 years of office management experience with a local law firm. And she will be applying for the FTE position when it is reposted in the near future. Unfortunately, our previous recruitment for the FTE position failed. So, but we're excited to have Thuy with us. So, welcome, Thuy.
Is she in the room with you right now, Tom?
She is.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Thuy. Welcome.
Thank you.
The appraiser for the U.S. Forest Service called me last week to advise me that she has been instructed that her top priority was the appraisal for our proposed exchange between our agencies. She expected to complete her draft procurement instruction package this week, and she would be sharing with us and seeking comments before she puts it out for bid. It feels to me finally like the transaction is progressing. I feel good about that. And finally, I met with the Chief Financial Officer of the City of Milwaukee's Housing Authority. They have some significant financing needs in the coming year, but they don't have exact numbers or suggested structures of any of those debt instruments, and we'll have additional discussions when they have more information. So it's not a given that we'll participate, but it's always good to be in the discussions with other entities that are looking at borrowing money. And that's my report for today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Any questions for Tom? My report is, of course, as we are looking at the uncertainties with COVID-19 in the market, hats off to, again, Rich for making sure that we are on top of this and buying ETFs and maintaining the portfolio. The investment committee has been busy, and I think we're really optimizing this opportunity to ensure our investments are smart in this unique time. So I'm not going to kind of go into details on that because Rich covered that earlier, but we've been busy and we appreciate all the work that the BCPL team has done on the investment front. So that is it from my end. Anything for future agenda items? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
Doug, I so move.
I second that. All those in favor of adjournment say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye. Aye.
Aye, Josh.
Great. This meeting is adjourned. Please be safe, everybody, and enjoy the rest of your week.
Thank you.
Take care,
Thank
everybody.
You.